It's Wednesday, April 6, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Microsoft's RMM moves, cloud PC advancements, the new EU-US privacy deal, and the security EO extended. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft talked about their new hybrid work solutions in an online event on Tuesday. Windows Auto Patch was announced as general availability in July 2022, coming in Windows Enterprise E3 and E5. Windows Update for Business Deployment Service was also announced, including drivers and firmware. Windows Auto Patch includes rollback capabilities, all within Microsoft Endpoint Manager. The company also announced Remote Help, a cloud-based solution to provide a secure help desk for user connections. Why do we care? I made bold statements that Microsoft was coming for the RMM space. I'm declaring victory on this one. Microsoft's pitch is to make Endpoint Manager their single pane of glass and include premium add-ons. Sound like anything you might be familiar with? The critical element of AutoPatch is that it's a service positioned as intelligent management. It's Microsoft managing updates on your behalf. They create groups and policies for you and then include testing the features with intelligent rollouts. It includes testing against apps and includes Microsoft engineers in the process. They're coming for your managed service. This on top of Apple's move earlier this week. I can see the future from here. More on this to come. They also announced Microsoft's intention to integrate cloud PCs directly into Windows 11. Three features coming. First, Windows 365 Boot, which allows Windows 11 devices to log into a cloud PC instance at startup. The second is Windows 365 Switch, allowing switching between a local desktop and a cloud PC. Microsoft is working on an offline feature too. Finally, Windows 11 is getting a native Windows 365 app. Power up your cloud PC right from the taskbar or start menu. Want your Azure VM to run on ARM? Well, it's in preview now. Quote, we are now supporting ARM on Azure as well. This has been a long journey to bring up Ampere on Azure with Windows as the root host OS. We are also supporting Windows 11 ARM VMs in preview for developers, tweeted the group, the director of PM for Azure Host OS and the Windows OS platform. FYI, all Windows developers who've been asking for VM support in Azure, it's here now. Why do we care? I broke these out because this is another set of trends. Who would have thought chips would be interesting? Intel's stumble has opened up a market again, with Apple making interesting decisions on its own and new ARM options creating offerings. Chips are fascinating again. Microsoft's play on seamless integration between cloud and edge is clever and differentiated. Also plays to the reality of work, with personal and professional lines less distinct. This offering creates a line for the business, yet provides flexibility for the end user. It's smart. In another update to a previous story, the US and the European Union reached a preliminary deal to allow data about Europeans to be stored on US soil. The previous deal was deemed illegal by the EU's top court in 2020, and the new deal, dubbed the Transatlantic Data Privacy Framework, attempts to address the EU top court's concern by establishing an appeals process for EU individuals that includes what the US calls an independent data protection review court with binding authority to adjudicate claims and impose remedies. The new U.S. Data Protection Court and a commitment to limit disproportionate signals intelligence collection will be created via a U.S. executive order, both EU and U.S. officials said. Why do we care? This feels important, yet tactical. Data sharing between the U.S. and EU is one of those essential elements of trade that needs to be there. Now it is again. If you cross the Atlantic with your customer base, you care. President Biden extended last week the National Emergency Order previously signed on April 1st, 2015, focused on sanctioning the individuals coordinating or contributing to cyber attacks against the U.S. In coordination with international law enforcement partners, the FBI has disrupted a business email compromise scheme, arresting 65 suspects in 5 countries. BEC actors are high-level scammers who trick employees of real companies into making payments to bank accounts under their control, pretending to be a business partner or a firm submitting a legitimate payment order. The Bureau also warned local governments about the increasing risks of ransomware disrupting public services, including utilities, emergency services, and education. And if you thought Lapsus was gone, they hit Globant, a software consultancy with global reach. It seems the arrests haven't stopped them. Why do we care? National emergency means additional funds and resources, so we care as defenders on this front. I'm generally impressed with this administration's focus, and clear actions are being taken. That said, the opponents are continuing. I maintain that terrorist accurately describes these hacking groups. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Sign up for our Pay What You Want program, you determining the value of the content, at patreon.com/MSBradio. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.